Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Is it Omnibella et Bella? If I'm remembering right, it was a quote from Jefferson. It's Latin. It means a phrase of one of all against all. But anyway, this is what they want, and this is what Putin wants in the United States. He wants us to hate each other. They're promoting a civil war. They're openly calling for a civil war. You've got the governor of Texas openly saying, "I'm going to defy the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal government. Try to stop me." And they're all openly embracing replacing American democracy with authoritarian autocracy. In that, they have a role model. Vladimir Putin in Russia has declared war on queer people. He has proclaimed Russia a Christian nation. And he has shut down all the media that he calls fake news. In fact, if you even, you know, refer to Ukraine as a war rather than a special military operation in Russia, you go to jail. Most recently, we've got this three-year Biden bribery hysteria, the scam that Republicans in the House have been running, with a Russian spy. You know, getting their information. Oh, yeah, Biden took a $5 million bribe in Ukraine. Sure, yeah, hey, here's the witness. Turns out the guy's a Russian spy. And it's Russian disinformation. And not only that, it was Russian disinformation from 2020. This was a story, Biden taking a bribe. This was a story that was intended, it's a lie, of course, it's a piece of Russian disinformation that was intended to help Trump win the 2020 election. And of course, that's why Trump won't say anything bad about Putin, because, you know, for nine years now, Putin has been doing everything he can to help Trump become president. I mean, Putin even gave Trump his campaign manager. Paul Manafort used to work for Putin. He used to work for oligarchs. You know, on behalf of Putin, he got Viktor Yanukovych installed as the dictator of Ukraine before the people there had a revolution and expelled him. He took millions of dollars from several Russian oligarchs, and then he came over to the United States and said, "You know, I'll run your campaign for free, Mr. Trump, on behalf of Mr. Putin." So now the battlefield is changing. Now that Republicans are cutting off aid to Ukraine, the Russian attack on democracy is moving, it's continuing in Ukraine, of course, on the battlefield, the physical battlefield. But now it's shifting to the United States. Now Putin has his crosshairs on us, on taking down American democracy, on stirring up hate among Americans. And the principal instrument he's using is the Internet Research Agency, the IRA, his troll army that's based out of St. Petersburg but has offices all over the world. And he's got, you know, Mike Johnson doing it. Donald Trump has been in the Russians' pocket since the 90s, arguably since the 80s, when he first went to Russia and came back and did a test run up in New Hampshire about running for president. But more recently, in the 1990s, he declared bankruptcy, what, four times, six times? I believe it was six times. He lost $1 billion running a casino. How do you do that? I don't think anybody in history has ever lost money running a casino. Well, I guess you can do it if you just pay yourself a massive salary all the time until, you know, and drain the business to the point that it's broke, which is apparently what Trump did. But how did he get out of that bankruptcy? How did he end up not being homeless in New York City? Russian money. A bunch of Russian oligarchs bought a bunch of Trump properties and delivered to Donald Trump literally hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, for his property. Some of them just wildly inflated in price, just, you know, and the Saudis as well. And so now Trump owes, he owes Putin. He owes him big time. He owes him for rescuing his real estate empire in the 90s. He owes him for making him president in 2016. And he's hoping that Putin will make him president again in 2024. And Putin's working on it. They're working on it hard. I mean, those troll farms are running full steam, full tilt boogie. So I guess the question, will Putin succeed? Will Putin and Trump succeed in turning America into something that very much resembles modern-day Russia, modern-day Hungary? Or not? I think they're going to fail. I'll just tell you up front, you know. Hold off on the suspense here. I think they're going to fail. But I think it's going to be a very, very painful process. What say you? I'll pick up your calls in a few minutes.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Also, the Republicans' ransom demand for passing aid to Ukraine, or doing anything, actually. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Gear up. I'm Maggie Dawn, and I'm back on the airwaves weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. starting next Monday. Tune in for fearless conversation and practical solutions. Don't miss it.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds too many to being more fit. I mean, we could tell that they felt better. They looked healthier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. The website again, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. 21 minutes past the hour, so the ransom note has arrived. The House Freedom Caucus published a letter yesterday afternoon, threatening a government shutdown. Keep in mind, the government runs out of money. Half the government runs out of money on March 1st. You know, what's that, a week and a half from now, more or less? About a week from now? And the other half of the government runs out of money on March 8th, which is 2 weeks from now. So now the Freedom Caucus, I call them the Cokehead Caucus, because they, you know, for so many years have lived on money from the Koch brothers. Now the Freedom Caucus is saying, no, we're going to let the government shut down unless you give us the following. We want a ban on gender-affirming care nationwide. We want an end to all transgender participation in sports nationwide. We want an end to all programs that include diversity, DEI, all those DEI programs. And they want, and we want Planned Parenthood completely defunded. It's incredible. I mean, this is they're willing to take our country down over this small set of excuses that have to do with hating on queer people, basically hating on the LGBTQ community, particularly the trans community. The trans community are the main victims of these things, just like the trans community was the main victim of Hitler's first attack. The first, you know, weeks after he became chancellor, the first thing he did was go after the trans community. He went after the trans community before he went after Jews, before he went after gypsies, before he even went after communists. Republicans state that unless these policies are included, quote, the probability that the appropriations bill will be supported by even a majority of Republicans is low. Which means that if Moscow Mike wants to get this legislation through the House, he's going to have to do it with help from the Democrats, which means that Marjorie Taylor Greene will call for him to be expelled. On the other hand, if they can shut the government down for a couple of weeks, they might be able to enforce a recession. Sean noticed the price of gas went up 20 cents a gallon overnight last night, and I'm like, are these guys getting ready for war, or are they getting ready for the election? You'll notice that the big oil companies in the United States, you know, the largest refinery in the United States now is owned by Saudi Arabia, the largest gas refinery. And so, you know, and the Saudis hate Democrats and love Republicans. And, you know, because they're authoritarians, they don't believe in democracy either. And of course, Russia. You know, Russia doesn't control our oil supply, but they're big players internationally. So are they, you know, and if you look back at the last three or four elections, every time there's an election coming up, when there's a Democrat in office, the oil companies start cutting back on their refining, which causes the price of gasoline to go up. And I'm predicting we're going to see $5 a gallon gas by November. And I think it's started. But anyhow, this is, it's all part of the same thing. These insurance coverage for trans people, restrictions on DEI, even the defunding of children's hospitals is in their crosshairs. These provisions are found in funding bills for the Food and Drug Administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, the military, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, among others. Representative Dan Crenshaw said that the bills are, quote, the hill we will die on. He hates trans people that much. In 2023, Republicans refused to move forward with any other bills unless they could pass a ban on gender-affirming care. That was a three-month-long filibuster. It's one of the reasons nothing has gotten done in the year and a half that Republicans have controlled the House of Representatives. Will Democrats go along with this? Well, so far they're saying no. We're not going to compromise. Ain't going to happen. Meanwhile, James Comer, Comer Pyle, now that we know that the entire basis of the Biden impeachment effort in the House and the Hunter Biden prosecutions in the House, or investigations, was a Russian disinformation campaign from 2020 designed to help Donald Trump win the White House. Now that we know that it's all based on lies, Jim Jordan and James Comer have been lying through their teeth. And now they're coming out and saying, oh, yeah, well, it doesn't matter that it was all a lie. We're still going to investigate Biden because we know there's something there. Even, you know, I mean, the Russians told us this, right? Incredible. It's just incredible. And finally, our good news alert for the day. Joe Biden has forgiven another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. This is for people who have signed up under the Saving on a Valuable Education plan, the SAVE plan. It's 153,000 people got their student debt wiped out. To qualify for this, you have to sign up for the SAVE plan and have to have made payments for at least a decade. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said many SAVE forgiveness recipients come from lower middle income backgrounds. Many took out loans to attend community college. Some are at higher risk for delinquency. That's why the actions we're announcing today matter. 7.5 million people, borrowers, are registered with SAVE right now. And all of them will receive forgiveness either at the end of 20 or 25 years if they're not able to pay off everything. So we're getting there. But the bottom line is, you know, we need to make college free like it was before Ronald Reagan became president, or at least inexpensive like it was before Reagan became president.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So that's my list. What's on yours? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break.
The on talk air, that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out across Eagle.com.
And on the Civic Media app. Tom Soares with Eagle 1490.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490,
the talk of La Crosse.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden met in San Francisco with the widow and daughter of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Tomorrow, he makes an important announcement.
We're going to be announcing the sanctions against Putin, who is responsible for his death. Tomorrow.
There will be more than 500 sanctions for Russia. Former President Trump's legal team has filed a series of motions to dismiss his classified documents case. They include Mr. Trump's claim of presidential immunity. Almost half of Alabama's fertility clinics have stopped IVF treatments after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos could be considered children.
I really hope that Alabama steps up and that they do protect IVF, because what happens here does matter for the rest of the country.
Emily Capilouto, a resident of Alabama, has been undergoing IVF when the decision was announced. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday was the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session included a constitutional amendment that keeps houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills up for votes are part of the deal Republicans struck with Universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new building projects. Those bills ultimately passed. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into direct consolidation loans by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings have the potential to change lives. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, lower 30s by daybreak, and a northwest wind. On Friday, we'll have a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy skies. Upper 30s of the late day, flurries ending Friday night. It's 39 at our studios.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is the talk you can't ignore,
even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of La Crosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Karen in Oakland, California. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm so sorry. I'm commuting on the BART now. I'm going to San Jose. I met you in Berkeley back when you did the warm voting.
Yeah. It's, and by the way, yeah, you sound anyway. Great today. So it's your signal is just fine, Karen.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, I just wanted to quickly talk about the Russian spy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keeps talking about treason in Congress. No, it's espionage. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say.
It's a good one.
No.
And I think it's important to note that Trump is being prosecuted under the Espionage Act down in Florida. You know, it's kind of all of
exactly.
One thing. Yeah. Okay, good point,
Karen. And I think that governor down in, you know, he's doing the same thing.
Oh, down in Texas, yeah.
You know.
Greg Abbott.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yep, okay.
Yes, it is. And, oh, boy. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Yep. Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Well, I just think that the every loyal American has to get nauseous when they see the Make America Go Away cockroaches crawling over our Capitol. And I just can't wait till, say, October when they hit every single one that's been in court with a accessory to murder charge.
Mm. Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen, Mark. But
well, if you and me, if we were sitting in a car and somebody came out of a liquor store and we drove them away and they had shot the person inside, we would definitely be
accessories
to murder.
Yeah, even
and
if
that's
we didn't
what
know.
Every single one of the Make America Go Away people are guilty of.
Yeah. I like your reinvention of what MAGA means. That's a good one. Okay, Mark, point noted. Thank you very much. Christine in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Christine, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, Putin killed Navalny.
Mm-hmm.
Navalny. He killed somebody in Spain who opposed him.
Yep.
He can reach anybody in the world.
Yep.
So my conspiracy theory, which I usually don't have, I believe he's talking to Trump, and Trump is telling GOPs, if you don't do what we want, Putin can reach you anywhere.
I doubt that. I think Trump is simply saying to his Republicans, if you cross Putin, if you cross the guy who owns me, I will destroy you in the next
mm-hmm.
primary. Because he has you know, control over the Nazi base of the GOP.
Yes, he does. But just as scary that Putin can reach anywhere. And I would be very surprised if Trump wasn't at least telling MAGA Mike that Putin could reach him anywhere.
Yeah. So you think that they're physically afraid of Putin?
Yeah, I think they are. Yes,
I think it's just political. But, you know, I don't think you can completely discount that.
Yeah.
You know, I
just a conspiracy theory.
I get it.
But thank you for taking my call, and I'll listen to the rest of the show offline.
Thank you, Christine. Paul in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Okay. My question has to do with the predicate for an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Give me like 45 seconds here. The Republican Party used to stand against countries like Soviet Russia, you know, Soviet Union, and now it's totally flipped. And I have to think that there's money involved. And I would like to know, say on a scale of zero, when there's no chance that this is happening, and a scale where 10, it's happening, Is the Department of Justice investigating whether the Marjorie Taylor Greens of this world?
Apparently not. And whether it's under the speech and debate clause or whether it's just that Merrick Garland is a wimp, I don't know the answer. And your comment that you think that money is involved, Paul, absolutely. Although I would argue that in the American political system, as corrupted as it has been by five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court with Citizens United and Buckley and Bellotti, money now is the consequence of having political power. If you have enough political power, you can get rich in politics in America. And in fact, it routinely happens. And so I would say it's not just money and it's not just political power, it's both. They're both very seductive things. What do you think?
Well, I just want to, before I sign off, I would just say, I would not be critical of the Biden DOJ to have at least, how shall I say this, kind of a under the table, if you will, investigation going on to see if there's a connection between the Kremlin and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's the one who talked about the. She's the one that talked about the a peach tree dish and the gazpacho police. I don't think they approached her with a Marxist-Leninist.
No, I don't think that the Russians even need to talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Their message is being delivered to her via Donald Trump, and he's a much more effective spokesperson than Dmitry Peskov or Sergey Lavrov or, you know, whoever it may be who on occasion has some, you know, dialogue with American politicians. Trump is Putin's guy, and Putin is getting his way all across the United States. He's, you know, kneecapped the economy. Prevent us from getting off fossil fuels. It just goes on and on, right? So I get what you're saying, Paul. I'm just not quite there yet, but give me a week. Thanks for the call. Lori in Pittsburgh. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have to agree. Years ago, when he was just starting to run, I thought, oh, he's pushed in the corner. This guy's going to use nuclear weapons. It was just obvious. I lived in New York.
Who's
a long
the he
time.
You're talking about here?
He meaning Trump.
Okay.
I mean, I just thought this guy's psychology is way off.
Yeah.
But I have to say that it feels like there's so much compromise. Also, I feel that there has to be an investigation. It feels like, to me at least, it seems so obvious that everything is like completely about Russia. I feel like a lot of these guys are compromised, whether it be through blackmail from Trump or the Russians. It just is too dark and too strange. And at what point do we not, like, go in there and start arresting? Why isn't Trump arrested, it feels like, at this point?
Well, he has been arrested.
I mean, arrested.
He's been arrested five times.
Yeah.
Well, he's been arrested twice, I guess, for criminal things, down in Florida and in New York City.
Right.
He's out on bail.
Yes, you're right. He's out on bail, but why does he have bail? This is just so dangerous. It's so.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the media refer to him as presidential candidate Donald Trump, who is out on bail?
I agree. They're just like, I don't know what they're doing.
They're trying to normalize him. They're trying to normalize him because they want a horse race, just like they got in 2016, because it makes more money for the media. I mean, you know, just ask.
Yeah.
Ask the former president of CBS, Les Moonves.
They're just as bad as Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I love MSNBC. I love the people that are fighting. I love all the women going after him and, Letitia James and how he's getting, you know. I love that. But I have to say, it's frightening that maybe there's a lot of fear behind this Civil War thing.
I think we have to acknowledge that there's an enormous amount of courage here, and most of it is coming from black people. You've got a black woman, Letitia James, taking down Trump. You've got a black man, Alvin Bragg, taking down Trump. You've got a black woman down in Georgia, Fannie Willis, taking down Trump. The white prosecutors who could have done this are largely nowhere to be found. I mean, Jack Smith got assigned the job by Merrick Garland, and so he's kind of stuck with it, and he's doing the rest of the prosecutions. But if you took Jack Smith out of the equation, every single attack on Donald Trump, with any credibility and any viability, any opportunity to succeed, is being done by really, truly brave black people who are willing to literally put their lives on the line. I mean, we've seen the kind of harassment that these people suffer. So,
people that who have suffered that know what to do. Yep. They know what to do, and they're strong and brave because they don't care. They will go after the truth.
I think they do care, but I get what you're saying. They're not afraid. I get what you meant, Lori. All honor, all hail. I have so much respect for James and Willis and Bragg. It's just incredible. Lori, thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin.
Without yelling and screaming,
these are real conversations about things that affect
your
story. This is Eagle 1490.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. It is 49 minutes or 10 minutes before the 49 minutes after the hour. Roughly 10 minutes before they are picking up your calls here. Paul in South Bronx, New York. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
I'm glad to hear that. Tom, I have this conundrum. I am 73 years old, slightly disabled, so I am constantly on the social media. I noticed that there's an overwhelming amount of so-called MAGA people posting memes and negative things about the Biden administration. Right. I know that MAGA is a minority in this country, yet when you go on social media, they appear to be overwhelmingly the majority.
Right. You're looking in large part at the efforts of the Putin's trolls.
It is, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is the Internet Research Agency, and of course the consequence of their propaganda. You know, like this poor misguided guy who called just a few minutes ago, Nick. Well, just turn him over to the butcher. What the hell? You know, we're just too busy here. We can't afford to take care of anybody. We can't. It's pathetic. It's just pathetic, Paul.
I am so glad that you cleared that up for me. Have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. Kevin in Mason, Ohio. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. I am so happy to get you calling about Merrick Garland, but mm-hmm. That guy also made me sick on Ukraine. Well, it just drives me nuts. They don't like the war. I don't like the war in Ukraine, but I don't like a congressional inaction that's prolonging it.
Yeah.
Is there a way we could create a class action lawsuit against Merrick Garland to release the unredacted Mueller report? I mean, we paid for that. It's I consider it public property, and we're spending millions on these trials and appeals, and oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Trump is spending, but we're spending. So a class action lawsuit could maybe wake Garland up.
I'd like to know who they're trying to protect. I mean, you know, who is Merrick Garland trying to protect by keeping the Mueller report redacted when we know from Robert Mueller's testimony under oath before Congress that every word in that report was written and cleared by the lawyers in the Department of Justice with the intention of it being available to the public? There's no classified information in that report, nothing that would justify redaction other than the fact that apparently a lot of the stuff underneath the redactions just makes it irrefutably obvious that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are in it together, and we're in 2016 and we're in 2020. I'm with you, Kevin. A lawsuit won't work. There's this thing called sovereign immunity. You can't sue government officials. But
what about Bill Barr? Could we sue Bill Barr? He's not a government official anymore.
No, you can't sue government officials for the previous things that they've done. Oh my God. Kevin, I'm going to move along. Thanks for the call. Anthony in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
The reason I called is because I'm beginning to notice how, particularly within the progressive movement, there's somewhat of a rift of sorts. And there's two specific issues that I'd like to address. One of them being the case about Julian Assange and the case, the war in Gaza. about how, for example, with Gaza, like, for example, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has recently said that, has told her constituents to vote uncommitted in the Michigan primary.
Right. And it's a protest vote.
I was wondering what your, a protest vote. I was wondering what your opinion on that is.
I think, you know, I'm conflicted. On the one hand, I am absolutely horrified by what Israel is doing in Gaza. It is a war crime. It is, they've committed serious war crimes and hopefully will be held to account for it. And the U.S. participation in that horrifies me. And I believe that we should cut off all aid to Israel until their government basically stops this behavior, on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't, you know, I want Joe Biden to beat Donald Trump and be president again. So I think what Rashida Tlaib is doing is cranking up the pressure on Biden to do something about Israel. And in that regard, I support it. On the other hand, I'm very uncomfortable with any effort to hurt Joe Biden, you know, in the primaries. And I don't think it'll have much impact, frankly, in the Michigan primary.
Mm-hmm. Because what I want to talk about with the case with Julian Assange is he is a publisher. I believe he was a publisher, and it was Chelsea Manning who gave the information. And I think that WikiLeaks basically just analyzes it, and if it's true, then they will publish it.
Well, that's not what the allegation is. The allegation is that he was actually encouraging Chelsea to go even farther, to steal more material, to give him more material, that he was coordinating the release of some of the material that he had with the Russians in ways that would hurt Hillary Clinton and help Donald Trump in the 2016 election, things like that. I could build a case for Julian Assange as a hero of free speech and government transparency, or as a villain, as a guy who ultimately decided that he was on the side of Trump and Russia and essentially sold out. I don't think those two things are necessarily mutually exclusive. People are complicated.
Because after all, it was Obama who did pardon Chelsea Manning, right? Yeah. Right.
I believe. I don't recall the history of it that well, but Chelsea Manning spent, what, 4 or 5 years in prison? I mean, it was a serious time. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then I don't know if you have you seen the video though of the Reuters journalist getting killed. Have you seen that video?
You mean shot in Gaza?
No. It was in Iraq in 2007. The video.
As a result of Chelsea Manning's information release, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't recall if I've seen it or not, but I'm familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and there was one more thing I wanted to share with you. Do you think that we would be able to pay off the $30 trillion deficit?
Right now, our national debt is about 125% of GDP. When we ended World War II, our national debt was 140% of GDP. The way that we paid it off was by borrowing a little bit more money and building the interstate highway system and stimulating the U.S. economy to the point that everybody was making more money, everybody had a better job, and everybody was thus paying more taxes. That's what Biden's doing right now, and I think it's working. Anthony, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse.
Eagle 1490.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the face of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny's death,